You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have had great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Stacy Becker, author of the new memoir from Thought Catalog Books, Not the One, Why Getting Dumped Before My Wedding Was the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Stacy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you joined us today. Certainly looking forward to hearing more about your memoir. So, Stacy, tell us about your new book, Not the One, and what readers can expect from it. And if you would, take us back to the beginning. What made you decide to share your personal journey? What has the creative writing process been like as a first-time author? And what has been some of the most rewarding moments along the way?
Sure. So, you know, Not the One has actually been a long work in progress. I've worked on several versions of it for about 7 years before it became its final version that's out now. It is the story of how I got dumped before my wedding. And, you know, it was a very crazy process of, you know, becoming heartbroken and calling off the wedding itself was its own process. And then it was just a sort of a discussion of my journey of how I got through it and how I actually met my husband and all the great things that happened since then. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the decision of actually putting this down on paper, I think that when I was going through this situation, I found there wasn't a lot of resources out there that really talked about how to get through something like this. When you look at anything wedding related, it's all about planning the party and, you know, what dress am I going to wear and what kind of venue am I going to have and where are we going on our honeymoon? But there's very little that talks about, you know, how do you call off a wedding and, you know, what do you do when you're living with your ex-fiance because, you know, just you're paying rent and rent is really expensive to pay by yourself. And before you actually break up, there's a in-between period of, you know, how are we going to make this come to a successful completion? So I think once we broke up and once I was in a much better place, I decided, you know, I really need to tell my story of how I got through this because it was really difficult in both logistics, like how do I get through talking to my vendors about getting out of contracts to how do I tell people at work, you know, and how do we tell our guests? And you know, all of these situations are very delicate and, you know, they're done in at a time when I'm not feeling the best about myself and I have to constantly be repeating the story. So the writing process is really like a time to reflect on how I actually did it logistically and then how I did it emotionally. You know, what were the things that helped? What were the things that really didn't help? You know, and then sort of what would I have done differently and what were the things that I saw now that I'm writing about it that I might not have seen at the time when I was going through it.
Your website, officestace.com, gives us a bit of insight into the beginnings of your writing career. What tips do you have for listeners wishing to make the leap to become a writer? And what advice would you have for entrepreneurs or anyone out there who is interested in sharing their empowering stories and perhaps publishing a memoir like yours?
So I think that, you know, wishing to make a leap to become a writer, I think writers in general, they're really good listeners and really good readers. I think that they love to just take in lots of information and do things with it, you know, either reflect on it through their words or just think about, you know, what it means in different circumstances. So I think to be a good writer and to, you know, actually make some sort of career about it, I think you need consistency. Like people say you need to write every day. I certainly don't write every single day, but I try to at least jot down some ideas every day of things that I would like to write about. I think you have to be on a schedule. I think, you know, just quitting your day job is probably not wise at the beginning. I think it needs to be something that becomes part of your lifestyle and enhances your lifestyle so that, you know, it's something that just becomes part of your natural day. I'd say, you know, for people that are interested in publishing a memoir, you know, do your research, like look online to see what the topic of your memoir could be in terms of interest to the public. Like, is it a cooking book? Is it a, you know, a personal story? Are you writing a biography? And then who is your audience? I think that there's lots of blogs and information out there that can help guide someone looking to publish a memoir. You definitely need a good agent, or you need to have a blog that talks about the topic you're writing about. I'd say the other overriding thing is not to accept rejection. You're going to get lots of rejection when you decide to put your story out there, especially if you're trying to get it published. So, you know, one person's opinion shouldn't mandate the rest of your career. I think if I had accepted rejection, that book would never have come out. So I'd say there's going to be setbacks, but you just have to power through.
Now, what has the overall response been to the Not the One, and why do you think readers can relate to its overarching message, and what are some takeaway lessons from the book you wanted to get across?
So I think the overall response has been quite favorable, and I've gotten some really nice feedback. Actually, the reviews on Amazon are really, really nice and make me feel great about it. I think, you know, the readers can relate to the rejection in the book, and just anyone that's ever gone through heartbreak or getting dumped by someone that they loved. I mean, I think that feeling is sort of universal, and that, you know, it feels like it's the end of the world. You feel like you're never going to meet anybody else that you could possibly have that connection with. And it's really just a low point in my life. It felt like, you know, everything else I've done, I've had a pretty good career. You know, I have great family and friends, and this was the one thing that I thought that I was getting my happily ever after, only to find that, you know, the person that I loved was not interested in spending his life with me. So, you know, it really, I think, was a big heartbreak, and I think people can relate to heartbreak. And, you know, and I try to tell it in a voice that's honest and, you know, with a little bit of humor, but also just show, you know, how bad things had gotten. And I think one of the messages in it was that, you know, nobody is alone that's going through something like this. And I know people are more apt to talk about their weddings and their relationships when they're going well. What you don't hear about are the breakups that happen probably just as often, if not more often, than the happy stories. So I think that the message to relay in the book is just to kind of listen to the voice in your head, and that when you get that spike of adrenaline in your body, when you know something's not right in your relationship, to listen to it. And, you know, don't just stay in a relationship because it's comfortable or because, you know, you're in the momentum of being engaged and everyone's expecting you to get married and have this big wedding. I think you really just need to take a hard look at, you know, what is it that you want out of this marriage? And the engagement is not just a time to plan a big happy wedding, which I think a lot of people get caught up in. You know, it's really, the engagement needs to be a time to hash out, what is it going to be like to be married to this person? Do you want to have kids? Like, what is your religious beliefs? Like, do you see spending money the same way? That now is the time to have those discussions, not after you get married.
That is some certainly sound advice without a question. Today we're joined by Stacy Becker, author of the new memoir from Thought Catalog Books, Not the One, Why Getting Dumped Before My Wedding Was the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Stacy, you also write for the immensely popular blog ThoughtCatalog.com. What topics do you frequently write about, and what have been some of the most successful articles on the site?
So I love Thought Catalog. It's just one of those places that you can go, and, you know, if you have a few minutes during your day, there's automatically going to be an article on that site that you'll be able to relate to in some way or another. I mostly write about relationships, usually about getting dumped, things to make sure that you don't get dumped, and, you know, that just making sure that you're with the right person. The Thought Catalog is famous for having what is known as these listicles, like 20 things I wish I did in my 20s that, you know, I regret not doing in my 30s, or vice versa. And then, you know, I do write a lot about women's issues and dating, friendships, marriage now, and motherhood, now that I'm a mom to a toddler. I also do humor pieces. Although I have to say that the topics that I write about that are not related to relationships don't always get as many hits. So I think it just speaks to itself that people are just fascinated by relationships and what makes them work, what doesn't make them work, and everything in between. I think that some of the more popular articles I wrote, I mean, I had one that was called 20 Things You Should Know About Dating an Independent Girl, and that one seemed to have really gone viral, had over 1 million hits. So I think it definitely struck a chord with people. And then I had another one that I wrote, which is related to the book, and it was a letter to the woman who married my ex-fiancé after he dumped me. And that essay, I actually, what you learn in the book is that after I get dumped by my now ex-fiancé, a couple weeks later, he lets me know he's dating someone. He eventually goes on to marry her within several months, and then they get divorced 6 months later. So this was just an essay that I wrote. You know, I felt horrible when that happened, and I felt horrible for her that she had gone through this thinking, oh, that could have been me. So that's what that essay was about. But yeah, I think that, you know, I also write about random non-relationship things like 10 questions about technology your parents always ask you, which, you know, is more on the humor end. But yeah, I mean, mostly relationships and a little bit now more of motherhood.
Certainly some interesting topics. What's next for you and what are you looking to write next? Any sequel to Not the One, perhaps? Give us some details.
Yeah, so I'll still be writing for Thought Catalog. I do several articles for them each month. You know, I am thinking about turning Not the One into a screenplay. I think it could make a really great, you know, romantic comedy. It definitely has all of the makings of it, you know, from start to finish. I've also had visions of creating a female version of the screenplay for, the movie Office Space, which is a hysterical comedy from many years ago. But, you know, I've always thought, well, it would be really nice to have a female version of that as a protagonist. I'm also working on, in the writing context, now that I am a working mom, I've found that trying to find a good nanny for my toddler has been a very similar experience to dating, in that we've actually been through 11 nannies before finding someone that we love. So I think that experience is sort of ripe for my next memoir or something of the sort in the motherhood space.
You're certainly covering the bases. It certainly all sounds like must reads. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book, some of your work, where they can make their purchase on this book, and how to best connect with you online.
Sure. So if you know, my book is available on Amazon, and it's available in ebook and print version. If you go to Amazon.com and you just type in Not the One and Stacey Becker, you'll come to the page where you can order the book or leave a review. If you want to find my writing on Thought Catalog, you can just go to thoughtcatalog.com/Stacey-Becker, and you'll find all my articles. And my book is also, you'll see a link to it on that page as well.
Well, Stacey, it certainly has been good to have had you. It sounds like a must-read without a question. We certainly appreciate your time today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been great speaking with you.
And come back anytime. We have been speaking with Stacey Becker, author of the new memoir from Thought Catalog Books, Not the One, Why Getting Dumped Before My Wedding Was the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. And once again, the website of reference is officestace.com, as well as thoughtcatalog.com/Stacey-Becker. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.